little light rain here this morning, and definitely it's going to be, appears to be a bit of a soggy weekend at times. May halt the harvest for a day or two, but may also give you a little time to work in your own backyard in between the light shower activity. I'm going to get to Rick Van Dyvendyk, host of Garden Talk, here in just a second. But first, if you missed it, breaking news. President Donald Trump is out with an update on the hunt for the suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. He said this on Fox News this morning.
With a high degree of certainty, we have him in custody.
He told Fox everyone did a great job in finding him.
Getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there.
We'll update this story as we get more details. But for now, that's what we know from the president of the United States. All right, let's bring him on, Rick Van Dyvendyk. Host of Garden Talk is joining me now. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Greg.
Nice to have you back here. I have not really had too much of a poor experience with maple bugs yet in my household, but I have heard many others saying they're starting to get really bad. Is that what you're getting to hear too?
Oh, out of the nursery where we have native maples, they're just everywhere. It's just hordes of them. It's crazy.
And we ask you every year, what do we do about them?
Well, you know what? They're really harmless, so they really don't do anything other than they give you the heebie-jeebies because they try to come into the house. Because they always, this time of the year, when the night's getting cooler, they try to go to somewhere where it's warm. You know, so against the house is where it's the warmest, where the sun's beating up against it. So, myself, I just use I use my shop vac and I vacuum all you mall up, but they die really easy. You can use insecticidal soap on them. You can use just about anything on them, even blasting cold water on them really hard. But the blast of water sometimes kills them too. So just doing that, but sealing up your house so they don't get inside, you know, around where your gas lines come in, your electrical lines come in, around your bottom of your doors, around your windows, basement windows, that anything like that to make sure they don't come in is the big one. And but other than that, they don't bite. They don't do anything. They're kind of harmless. But
don't they leave a stain if you squish them too in your house?
Oh yeah, they do leave a stain if you squish them. So 1 year, about 3 years ago, I had them really bad in my house, and they got underneath the siding. And the worst thing about them, Greg, is that if you leave them there, they get underneath the siding and they die underneath the siding. And then the next year, you got a ton of flies around the house.
Yeah,
so that's just not good.
Okay, all right. Well, you also wanted to give us a little lesson on whether or not we should be watering trees and shrubs right about now. Although Mother Nature is taking care of that to some degree, can there be too much watering, or what are you suggesting?
Yeah, you want to slow down the watering a little bit right now. The rain from the sky is great. That's good. But you know what? Just slow down the watering, and then about mid October is when you want to give them their last really good drink. But right now, with a little bit of rain coming down, great time to get the fertilizer in the lawn. That's perfect time. With this kind of rain, it'll settle in and get the roots all ready for wintertime, and it's perfect time to do that.
Okay. And text incoming from someone regarding apples and apple maggots. What do you suggest there? Like, what to do with apples that have apple maggots?
Well, the biggest thing, and they do that out in Kelowna and different places in BC where they have apples, if you have the apples that you did have the little brown marks going through the apples, it means you have the apple maggot. You need to pick those apples before they drop onto the ground. Either that or don't worry about them. It's all protein, Greg, so it's good to eat anyways. But other than that, pick those apples and throw them in the garbage. Don't put them in the compost. As soon as they touch the ground, otherwise, what happens is that maggot comes out of the apple and then goes into the ground and then pupates as a fly for next year, and it comes up in July again and then does the cycle all over again. So you need to pick those things up, and they do that in BC too. If they have any apples left in the tree, they go through and pick them anyways and then get rid of them.
Okay, Rick. Well, I'll stop you there. I'm out of time. However, I know you've got plenty of time Sunday morning starting at 9. 2 hours of Garden Talk. We'll hear you again then, my friend. Thank you.
Lots of fun. Have a great weekend.
Well, I know some who are traveling to Edmonton this weekend for the Morgan Wallen, Brooks and Dunn big doubleheader. It's at Commonwealth Stadium tonight, tomorrow. And there's a show that many here I would love to have seen come to Mosaic Place. Bye week next week, it would have been great timing. But no, not happening here. However, Rick Bennett, CEO of the Real District, is going to join me after the 7 o'clock news. We're going to talk about how busy it is this weekend at Real. And maybe I'll ask him about that, too, about any forthcoming Mosaic concerts. And see what's happening there. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. You and I were discussing, we're both going to the concert tomorrow night. And trying to strategize with a plan about parking, it's going to be crazy, right, with so many events on.
It is. And, I mean, when you think about Keith Urban, I mean, that's a sold-out show at Brand Center. And as that is happening, they'll have a Rough Rider game on. The Rider game starts a little bit before that, but it should still be on at the same time. And so you're going to have thousands there. You're going to have thousands at the Brand Center. Between Mosaic and Brand Center, I mean, that's a little small community there. So not everybody's going to be able to park on site. And so, yes, off-site, we might have a little bit of walking ahead of us, Greg. Get those walking shoes on.
All right. Hey, let's have a look at the breaking news here this morning. President Trump makes a pretty big statement on Fox News this morning.
Yeah, he does.
With a high degree of certainty, we have him in custody.
Yeah, that is in relation to the suspect of Charlie Kirk's suspected killer. So just this morning, that's what he told Fox News. Not a whole lot of other comments from him other than to say this.
Somebody that was very close to him said, that's him.
Yeah, so it sounds like somebody turned him in. They are, as far as we know, according to some of the reports that are coming out, they're talking to him right now, this suspect. And we are expecting more details here, an update from those in Utah in about 5 minutes here, around 7 o'clock.
Okay. Kevin Martell. We also heard from Prime Minister Mark Carney announcing his first list of major projects to get federal support and get across the finish line here. And he's promised a few that even Saskatchewan can be grateful to. However, I get the sense Premier Scott Bowe is kind of grateful but wanted more.
Yeah, so they have announced, Mark Carney's announced that one of the five major nation-building projects is going to be happening here around Creighton, so by the Manitoba border, kind of near Flin Flon's copper mine. Now, this has been kind of underway over the last number of years, but now the federal government is involved in really pushing it kind of forward, part of it, you know, eliminating red tape, kind of some of these regulatory processes that they have to go through. And Premier Moe is thankful for the initial list, but at the same time, he kind of wanted something on uranium projects to kind of go forward, which is surprising to hear from Premier Danielle Smith over in Alberta. And she said, she was kind of came out with new comments yesterday, basically saying for some individuals to be more patient, because this is just the first wave of projects. A second wave is coming around the Grey Cup is what the Prime Minister says. So that's mid-November.
I think that surprised me, too, about Danielle Smith, because she clearly has had a lot of time with the Prime Minister and has had some sort of assurance, maybe from both him and the industry, right, that hang in there, because that was kind of jaw-dropping to hear her say, just be patient, everyone, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. I mean, this copper mine project is, they're estimating about 400 jobs in the area, a local boost to the economy. So certainly some good news for Saskatchewan if it holds true to that.
All right. Okay, Belton Johnson said the Riders are going to win 30-13. I said they're going to beat the Alouettes 34-16. Before I let you go, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
It's going to be a double-digit win for the Riders. It'll be, you know, probably between 10 and 20 points the Riders will win. So,
well, that's not a score, Kevin.
You didn't ask for a score.
I am now. Oh, we're out of time, Kevin. Lucky you. It's 6:58. Well, he's one of my faves, so I've been looking forward to this concert for quite some time. So here he comes, Keith Urban, tomorrow night at the Brand Center. However, there is so many other things going on at the Real District that it's going to get pretty crazy pretty quickly here. So I thought I'd bring in CEO of the Real District, Rick Bennett, to join me and give you a few tips to get through the Olympics of traffic that's on the horizon. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, good morning, Greg. You we're ready here at Real for an incredible weekend of sport and entertainment.
Well,
glad to hear you're joining us too.
I can't wait to be there. But Rick, would this be the busiest day ever for the Real District?
Well, it's definitely going to be a let's call it a gold medal finish if we're measuring it against Olympics. Yes, very busy, Very, very.
Farmers market starts. Ready. Yeah, the farmers market at 9. Psychic fair at the convention center. Party in the park. U of R Cougar men's hockey. Manitoba Bisons Cooperator Center at 2:30 in the afternoon. Rider game at 5. Keith Urban doors open at 6. Show at 7. Okay, is there any on-site parking opportunities at all here for concert goers? Because most of them will be taken up, I think, by the rider crowd, won't they?
Yeah, you're spot on, Greg. So here's what we're asking of our great members of Regina, the community here. Come early. Give yourself lots of time to move around, not only in the district, but in the adjacent communities as well. Yes, parking is going to fill up quite fast. There is paid parking from 2 to 6 p.m., but thereafter it's free and complimentary. We have tossed in extra ground patrol, more RPS. We've worked with the city on particularly the Louvain exit to ensure that there's longer signalization there. So, you know, we're ready. But again, this is going to take some time just to move around the district.
Okay, so there is no on-site paid parking opportunity for the concert, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it's a free-for-all. Let me poke around a little bit. What about parking in front of the volley barn or around near the pickleball area? Is there parking there?
Yep, there's going to be a little bit out there, but we've got a couple protected areas for additional events that that are being held in the International Trade Center. But again, there's, you know, we would really encourage grab the bus, alternate transportation, ride share, carpool. All the good stuff that is out there and available will make your experience a little bit more enjoyable than wrestling with on-site.
All right. And you're going to have more people, staff assisting, directing traffic in the parking lot you mentioned there too. That Louvain 11th intersection, you're right. I think RPS has got to be there on events like that because you say extend the green light there. Wouldn't it be helpful if you had people there at that intersection?
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're working just inside the Louvain exit entrance itself, so where we've doubled down on the amount of staff directing traffic. And we're going to work a little bit harder in the future. We've got a traffic management study underway right now that we're going to finish up middle of October, that we're going to solve this nugget once and for all. We've been at it for a long time, but we're working on a solid plan for the future. Solve it and
well,
make the guest experience a little better.
Well, that would put you up on the top of the ladder for me because they haven't solved it at the SaskTel Center in Saskatoon, Rick. So if you can solve it here, I'm impressed. On a side note, as the new CEO, what sort of priorities have you been working on at the Real District since you've taken over?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm really excited about 26 because we're going to be punching well above our weight and reaching out. We've got deep conversations around live entertainment industry. We've got a couple of credible acts we're working on that have never been to the city before. While I can't share names just yet, I can promise you people are talking about Regina as a must-stop destination. So we're working at also, you know, the guest experience overall. Let's regain a little bit of trust with the community. Confident we can do that. And ultimately, you know, it's about packing the buildings with more activities on a regular basis. So I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Well, Rick, I hear you on that concert. Clearly, you're thinking about outdoor experience of Mosaic in the new year, perhaps. It sure would have been nice to have, say, Morgan Wallen and Brooks and Dunn, who are in Commonwealth Stadium this weekend, a doubleheader, and a bye week next week for them to come through would have been awesome. But Mosaic's 30-something thousand capacity, has it become too small for major acts to stop here? Because Commonwealth, they're getting like 55,000 a night. They seem to want to bypass us now. Is that a problem?
Yeah, I think it's more the population base, Greg, is that the reach that the larger stadiums can capture. You know, Edmonton's a million-plus population, so we wrestle with, we're a little bit smaller city, but if you roll in all the regional areas, we can offer promoters well over a million people stretching to Saskatoon and a little south over to the border into North Dakota as well. So it's a fickle industry. There's limited tours that are out there, but we're working really hard to make sure we gain our portion of what's available.
Well, and we've proven it with, you know, packing Garth Brooks a couple of nights,
right.
The NHL here. We know we can do this. Real District CEO Rick Benham, I guess. Have you had talks with Chapel Roan's management about her desire to come to Saskatchewan in the new year?
Now, you know, Greg, I'd love to see. The answer is yes, we have. She's going to finish up her touring this year in Europe, and there's a number of dates in the U.S. They're going to do a reset, and we're waiting patiently. for her to fulfill her promise to come to Saskatchewan.
Given how Saskatchewan's been put on the map from the tourism aspect because of this song of hers, do you see her concert if she comes at Mosaic Outdoors?
Well, that's a good question. I think the answer is yes. We would obviously love to have it in Mosaic Stadium. And we also see rounding it out perhaps with additional acts that are similar generis to Chapel Rowan. Work in progress, Greg, but be assured it's an everyday discussion here at Real.
All right. I want you, with the glowing wand, orange wand, and your night jacket directing traffic too, okay, on Saturday night. You're gonna all hands on deck, all right?
Appreciate it. Thanks, Greg. Let's talk soon.
Whole lot of love for my next guest. It's Evan Bray. He'll be here at 8:30. Evan, last night you were at Casino Regina.
Listening to that song and more.
What was going on there?
Led Zeppelin.
So,
have you heard of them?
A tribute band?
They're a tribute band that have been doing this for like 38 years.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they are good. It was one of those shows that I went to with low expectations, and I walked out going, wow, that was all right.
Yeah, are your ears ringing?
My ears are ringing. Their version of Cashmere, oh, it was so good.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good.
I had
good.
No idea you were a Zeppelin fan.
I'm not. It was actually a celebration for a buddy of mine, and it was a thing we did. We went out for supper and then went to the casino for the show. And I went in, as I said, low expectations, but I came out a believer.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you're good. Like I go to bed too early to go out.
Well,
and hey,
trust me, I'm feeling a little
like
tired this morning. I'm not used to later nights.
Glad you had a fun time there. The Rough Riders, boy, can clinch it with a victory here. And although it might be a little wet tomorrow, I don't think Montreal can stand our defense.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big high scoring game.
This is how bold I'm being.
Okay.
28-11.
28-11. Belton Johnson said 30-13. I've got 34-16 for the Riders.
Okay. Well, none of us are giving Montreal credit for putting many points on the board.
We could all be in a big shot.
Tail between our legs, potentially, on money. No, I believe it. I think the Riders can do it. It's going to be a great game.
You really do get a sense in Riderville here that everyone is anticipating a Grey Cup this
year.
Sure, yeah. Like, it's a no-brainer.
I think everyone up till recently has been trying to say, like, let's not get ahead of ourselves, but gosh, it's looking like it. The problem with the CFL is, of course, the playoffs.
Yeah.
One bad game
right.
is the end.
Well, so. And there's only one club that has beaten us twice, and you never know. Okay, so coming up on your show today, what do you
well,
got here?
We
got to look at the breaking news.
I was
right going
to say, you're probably following the news this morning. President Donald Trump has announced that it appears they have the person that they were looking for.
With a high degree of certainty, we have him. In custody.
He did it so casually on Fox this morning, too. Yeah. Typical Trump fashion, even the people on the show are, oh, what?
Yeah, excuse me?
Yeah,
but he's making it sound like a person close to the suspect turned him into authorities. Yeah. So you had to think, they were hot on his trail. The amount of video and pictures, and they were getting thousands of tips since releasing those pictures. But, this whole thing, Greg, is, I was talking with friends at the casino event last night. Like, it weighs on me. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is this regardless of your political persuasion, this is history, and this is a heavy topic, and it's causing a lot of people to, I think, feel anxious about what's going on in the world right now.
Well, and particularly stateside, where it is so divided here.
Yeah.
And I know we're a divided country to a degree here, too, but not to the likes of the U.S. I get you, but unfortunately, I'm out of time. Evan.
Okay. Well,
so
you know what? There'll
I can't
be more
share
of
my
this
deep,
discussion.
I had deep thoughts to share with you.
You can always join the show, 8:30. Come on my show, Greg. Would it kill you?